Mr. Van Wachanova? Mrs. Williams? Mr. Zimmerman?
Here, could we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, as a reminder, if you wish to address the board during public commentary, please make sure to fill the form out that's back there on that table located by the door. Once you've filled it out, please hand it to Jamie on the end there, our board secretary. Superintendent Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda this evening?
There are none tonight, sir.
All right, can I have a motion, please?
Then based upon the statement of Mr. Shaw, I would indicate that I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Is there support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Hutt?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to superintendent comments, and I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw.
All right, well, good evening, everybody. It is wonderful to see a packed house in here. So I just have a couple on our first one. Welcome to Gary Jenkins and Stacy Tarazzi. There are two new board members that will start in January, and Carrie Williams is elected to the board. And Mary, who's not with us tonight, she is not feeling well, is also reelected. So I'd like to just say congratulations to all of them, and then a thank you to Larry and to Scott for their time. We'll do something special for you guys in December. Next up, though, is the reason why we are here tonight, and we're going to open up first with Mr. Polizzi and our high school student board of delegates, and so we're going to turn it over to them.
Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is Steve Polizzi. I'm the proud principal of Monroe High School. I have three of my student board of delegates with me today. I've got Grady Melinda, who's in ninth grade. I've got Logan Bunden in 10th grade, and Jaden Hawthorne is a senior. Meredith Bayshaw is one of our juniors. She was unable to make it tonight. She had to work. And Kashmir Burns is not feeling well. She's one of our seniors, so she couldn't make it tonight. So we are going to talk to you today about our core values. Are you able to put it up there?
I don't believe Wendy was able
okay.
to do it.
Okay, no problem. So we have four core values that we practice and we hold near and dear to our heart every day. Today, my board of delegates are going to talk about one of the core values that is important to them and then give an example of how they see that displayed at our school. So here you go.
My name is Grady. At Monroe High School, we practice kindness and empathy. When I was on the tennis team, we had a foreign exchange student join halfway through the season, and each and every one of us welcomed him with open arms.
My name is Logan. One of our core values at the high school is we put learning first, and how we do this at the high school is by being alert and engaged in class.
Good evening, everyone. The third core value we have at Monroe High School is having timely, authentic, and consistent communication with one another. And to me, that means that communication is not just about talking or texting, but about making sure we are clear, honest, and dependable on one another. Authentic meaning being genuine with one another, and being kind with and constructive with our criticisms, and sharing ideas in class, and being honest with one another. It builds trust and lets everyone know that they are listened to and not just heard. Consistent communication is about making sure we're not just checked in when it's convenient for us, but that we stay connected through school events, group projects, or just hanging out with each other every once in a while. It creates a sense of accountability and togetherness that is priceless. So when we communicate this way, we not only improve our academics and our relationships, but we also create an environment where everyone feels supported and understood. Honestly, it's what makes our school feel like more than just a school, but a community that's connected, which is exactly what we strive to achieve at MHS.
Cool. Anything else? You're good.
I'm not taking credit for that. That was beautiful. Can I get a copy of that? That was awesome. So as you can see, these are things that we practice every day, and Jaden's been hearing it for 4 years. These are things that we've put in place as a school community, things that we have to practice every day. And these are four things that if these students apply this in areas the rest of their life, whether it's a career or college, these are things that will help them be successful. So we'd like to thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. And like I said, I've always said, you're always welcome to come visit us at Monroe High School. We've got a lot of great things happening there, and we love visitors. So thank you all tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Truly appreciate our student board of delegates and all their work and the leadership at our high school. Student board delegates, when they come into our meetings, it's important to understand what they really show all of our younger students. And today was an example of that during the day and just now. So it is with great excitement, Ian, you want to roll up to the microphone. So Ian Cook was last with our Board of Education back, I believe it was in March-ish, right there, when he shared that he was retiring. And so we were, it was kind of a bittersweet moment because he was at Raisinville and it was a phenomenal educator for us. But it appears that with the extra time he had by not having to be in the classroom, we figured out how to get us a district championship in soccer. So with that, Ian, thank you. And we are excited to hear about this past season.
Okay. So I do have a few remarks. And I try to be brief, but I talk a lot. But I think they've earned the right to be for their story to be told tonight. And I do talk quickly, so. And then when I'm finished, I will introduce all of the players who are here tonight. Okay, so thank you to Superintendent Shaw and the Board of Education for this invitation to honor and recognize the Monroe High School boys soccer team. The 2024 season was an historic season of achievement for the soccer program, where a number of firsts were recorded for the team and the program. The boys play a demanding regular season schedule in the SEC Red Division, a schedule which became even more challenging this year due to their success in qualifying for the top four championship brackets for the first time in school history. And this meant additional games against state-ranked teams, Saline, Ann Arbor Skyline, and Ann Arbor Huron. This milestone progress to the Final Four was achieved after the team recorded their first ever victories in the history of the school program against both Ann Arbor Pioneer with a score of 3-2 and Dexter with a score of 1-0. Neither of these schools had been defeated in the previous 30 years of Monroe High soccer. In the postseason state playoffs, the boys enjoyed a thrilling run through five rounds of competition, beating Taylor 10-0, Woodhaven 5-3, where the boys overturned a 3-2 deficit with only a few minutes remaining, and then a 1-0 victory over Bedford in the district final at Bunkelman Field. It was the first time a soccer game of this importance had been played on the actual grounds at Monroe High School. And anyone who was there that night will recall what an unforgettable and joyous occasion that was, in front of easily the biggest, loudest soccer crowd ever seen at Monroe High School. And I know the superintendent was there that night to enjoy that and would agree with that description. Yeah. That victory put Monroe into the last 16 of the state tournament. And the boys then upset the heavily favored Canton High School 2-1 with two goals by Captain Giovanni Gallegos, who's here, Miss Giovanni, right there. Canton High School rostered 15 seniors and had over 120 boys at tryouts this year. They'd also eliminated the number two ranked team in the state, Plymouth, in their own district tournament. This was also the first time in school history that Monroe had defeated Canton High School at soccer. This victory propelled Monroe into the regional final, the Elite Eight, if you're familiar with that term, the last eight of the state, for the first time since 1997. Monroe's run finally ended with a loss to league rivals Saline in the regional final. But despite that disappointment, 2024 will be remembered as a historic season packed with indelible memories and celebrated on dozens of Facebook posts and TikTok videos. I must join that TikTok. I'm missing out, I think. I did receive also numerous messages, conventional messages by email from many of my coaching friends around the state congratulating this year's squad on their success this year. The final record for the season was played 23, won 13, lost 8, drew 2, 65 goals scored and 46 goals conceded with a win percentage of 57%. That was slightly down on last year, but as I mentioned earlier, this year's schedule was more arduous and more difficult. The caliber of opponent was deeper. The combined GPA for the team is a creditable 3.2. I found this out today, with some room for improvement. Yeah, it deserves a round of applause, I think. But not bad. But I have to say there's room for improvement in some quarters, because I saw all the GPAs today, and I'm thinking of the upperclassmen particularly. And it was also a very smart move by myself, if I may say that, to add all the freshmen to the roster, because that really nudged up the average. So. I think, where's Rooney and AJ and EJ and Jaden? They're all like 4 points. They're all freshmen. They're all like 4.0 or close to GPAs. So. Okay. If I may, I just add a few personal comments. I would like to say that each season of the soccer program seems to bring greater recognition for our program. And while we may be just a small piece in the overall scope of Monroe Public Schools, I think everyone in the district should take great pride in the success and growing reputation of the high school soccer team around the region and the state. And I think that pride was evident in the pep rallies and the way the students came out and supported those playoff games, and just the spirit that I got to see. I went to school on a couple of those days, and the send-offs that were provided for the players was really uplifting and inspiring. So great to see. I've been the coach for 5 years now, and it's been very gratifying to see this program improve and become more competitive each year. I attribute that to the hard work of my assistant coaches, Steve Steele, Ryan Charnock, and Rob Anderson, the overwhelming support of the parents, especially the Trojan Neck Kicks Committee, and some of those parents are here tonight and do an amazing job behind the scenes, and most importantly, the players themselves. Success flourishes when all the participants operate within a positive environment, and that culture, that positive culture, has been largely shaped by all of these hardworking individuals seated and standing behind me. One second before I get to okay. As you will see shortly, the players on the Monroe High School soccer team comprise a diverse group drawn from all sectors of our Monroe community, different grade levels and different grade schools, and even, beginning of this year, different languages. But they have bonded together around a common set of goals and shared values, and they have become a true band of brothers over the course of this and previous seasons, and I am very, very proud of each and every one of them. Finally, on a personal note, I would like to thank the players, families, and Dr. Hessen for their support for my family this year. It's not been an easy year for my family. Excuse me. And I'm delighted that my wife, Amy, is able to be here tonight. The love and support from the Trojan soccer family has been a source of great strength to us, so a very sincere thank you for that. I knew that would be hard. Finally, looking forward, I must say that we're not, as a soccer program, resting on our laurels. We will graduate 9 seniors this year, but we will return 14 of the district and regional squad next year. So the future remains bright for Monroe High Soccer. I would like now to introduce the players to you. I think everybody made it from basketball. There were basketball tryouts today, so I'm hoping everybody's here. My notes say, please stand as your name's called, but it looks like you're already standing. So maybe you could just wave as I call you out. So first player is EJ Merningen, our freshman goalkeeper. EJ. Okay. And I'll be very brief, but EJ is a freshman and wasn't expected to play, but we had an injury to our varsity goalkeeper, and he actually played in the district semi-final as a freshman and did an amazing job for us. Number two, Rooney Scholes, is also a freshman. Okay, and Rooney did actually play a couple of minutes in the regional final for us, so has a very bright future, and certainly helped us out on the GPA as well, by the way. Bryson Lane is our captain. Number three. Three-year varsity player, just made a great contribution to the team this year, and his mum's awesome too. She's the head of our booster club. Where's Tracy?
She's up here.
Well done, Tracy. Jake Steckmeyer, 10th grade defender. I was planning to have Jake as our JV captain this year, but he had other ideas and wound up being a starter for us at the varsity. Number five, Vishwas Joshi, is 12th grader. Vish is a goal scorer and an entrepreneur, right? And he's also has a 4.0 GPA, by the way. Very smart young man. Yep. Number six, Jack Vane. Jack's a 10th grader and was brought up for the district team and did score a goal, actually, in the first game. Number seven, Logan Brockway, a junior midfielder. Cooper Robinson, number eight, junior defender. Cooper is a basketball player, and he had the assist for the goal in the district final when we beat Bedford. Number nine, Louis Diaz, is a 10th grader, midfield. Number 10 and captain, Giovanni Gallegos, senior. Giovanni was our leading scorer this year, and as I mentioned earlier, scored the important goals in the regional semifinal. Colin Gray, number 11, 10th grade defender. Colin was outstanding with the back four this year. We're glad we have him for another couple of years, too. He has a twin brother, by the way, who you'll meet shortly. And that was, I still haven't figured out which one's which. So. And to make matters worse, there are another set of twins as well, who you're also going to hear from. Yasael Vargas, this is one of the other twins, 12th grader. Senior, Brian Palmer, number 13, 12th grade. Brian, no, I think Brian's probably training right now. Brian's on a club team up in Livonia somewhere, so he's probably training tonight. Edwin Sanchez, 10th grade forward. AJ Wells, 9th grade midfield. In the interests of speeding up, I'm just going to run through the names now. So, Nolan Rixey, another freshman, 9th grader. Number 17, Eric Sanchez, 12th grade midfield. Number 18, another one of our overachieving freshmen, Jaden Hopper, midfield. Number 19, Aiden Gray, 10th grade midfield. Number 20, Evan Ortiz, 10th grade forward. Number 23, Nathan Sanchez. I will say something about Nathan, because Nathan was our goalkeeper. Nathan had never been a goalkeeper before in his whole life. He's a senior, and we didn't have a goalkeeper, and he stepped up and did an amazing job for us. Where is he? So this guy deserves all the applause, all the plaudits. 24, Tegan Simmons, 12th grade defender. Tegan was a football player. He was a soccer player first, and then he was a football player for 3 years. And then in his senior year, where's the football coach? Is he here? No. I was going to say he saw the light. He came over from the dark side. sorry, Coach Reed. Mr. Polizzi, please don't share that. Okay. Number 25, Israel Vargas, 12th grade senior. And obviously the twins to Yasael. So, okay. That's the boys' soccer program for this year and the achievements they've recorded this year. Everybody should be very, I'm very proud of them. You guys should be very proud of them. I hope it'll go from strength to strength. Underneath, the grassroots is very strong locally. And we continue to feed in better and better players. So whether I'll be the coach, you know, I'm getting old now, but I do intend to be the coach for the short term at least. But the soccer program is in good hands and should continue to be a shining light for the whole Monroe Public School system. Okay, thank you.
So to our soccer program, our boys, congratulations. Huge accomplishment when we think about those schools that were being mentioned out there. The commitment level and then just everything you've done. To the parents, obviously our boys don't get to this level. without you. And you making sure they're getting up in the morning and or doing all they're supposed to do. On the academics, thank you, thank you, thank you. Great job, fellas, on all that. And then lastly, when we think about Monroe Public Schools, and Mr. Polizzi and our student board of delegates started out showing them, we think about Monroe High School and the commitment level. You know, we've seen these young men at different events. And it was really special that night when they won the districts because they went over and they got a chance to ring the bell. And that was a pretty special night. I was really happy to see no one fell off when they climbed up there to ring that bell. There was a little bit of a nervousness to that. But then I think about how they support each other. Who's the one that does the kicking for our football team, though, too? So here's a quick story. Actually, step up to the mic. You can do this. No, this isn't a bad thing. This is not a bad thing. So what happened on the very last game? What did you have to do that night that was pretty special for Monroe Public Schools as a whole? I'm kind of loading that up.
I had to, once the regional final was over, I had to have my mom take me over to the football game so I could kick for them.
And so you went from, where was the regional game at?
Fortson High School.
Yep, and then where did you have to go for that football game?
Riverview High School.
Riverview High School. While at the same moment in time collecting himself and all of his emotions from a great season, but a loss right there, and sadly a loss to Celine. And so I think about just that commitment level of our kids and that dedication to be able to just do more for our district and our high school. And to all of our fellows out there, I know that's what you do, but I just wanted to point out what this young man did that night right there. And thank you to Mom for that trip. So, Ian, you've set the bar high this year. We can't wait to see what happens next year. As we say that 1 week a year, beat Bedford. Okay, now it's going to beat Dexter and then beat Celine. So, again, congratulations to our boys and to our soccer program. So now you don't have to stay. Oh, that would be awesome. Yep. Wendy would love that, actually. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yes, she would. Yep. Just don't. All right. We'll stand up. Oh, yeah.
Dressed for success.
Is it possible that one of the maybe crouch down guys on the outside just sort of.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now I've got heads in the way because.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Is that your dad?
This is so good stuff.
This is the good stuff. This is what makes it.
Great job, guys. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Great job.
Thanks, Ian.
Great job, guys. Congratulations.
That's all I have.
No, back here.
I figured out what everybody is.
It's
just
so
back up there.
You're welcome.
So we got
some pretty cool
choice.
Cut
that thing.
Good
kick.
Well, he just made.
He just
made
eliminated
the triple kick.
That was the goal.
And a fish with 3 yards. To win the game.
Sometimes you come up short.
All right, that brings us to public commentary on board agenda items only. Darla, do we have any public commentary for board agenda items?
Do you want to go first, or you want to go?
You want me to wait till
it's up to you.
After, yeah. Why don't we wait?
Yeah. Okay. We'll do it at the second one. Thank you. Gary, this is for this time.
No, that was for
the time before. Okay. All right. I'll keep them separate. Thank you. So we have none.
That brings us to our board discussionary and actionary items and reports. Contracted services and reports on resignation reports. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Next is our consent agenda items. Are there any board members that would like to move off the consent agenda item and move over to new business? Can we get a motion for the consent agenda item?
I would then move to B to A and B. Be considered consent agenda items and the consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hutt?
Yes.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes. And the motion passes. Ms. Flynn, do we have any of our new hires here?
We certainly do.
All right.
We have Elizabeth Barley. If you could come up here, you got to come up. Come up to the microphone and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're teaching and how excited you are to be back.
I can do that. I'm Elizabeth Barley, and I am in a 5-6 split at Custer Elementary. I started at Kantrick, I think, in 99, and then I was at Monroe High for maybe 11 years, at the middle school for about 11 or 12 years. And then I played tennis for a year, and then I'm back at Custer. And it's been really awesome. It's been really, really nice to be back in the classroom.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you back.
Now we'll see.
Oh.
You are welcome.
Welcome back. I'm going to skip shaking your hand because I'm sick.
It'll be what it'll be.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Stella's never called.
Both teachers were returning.
All right, that moves us to new business. Ratifying of the Monroe City Education Contract. Mrs. Flynn.
Thank you, President. Cough drops if you'd like some over here.
Pass them down. He needs them.
Tonight we're asking the board to ratify the master agreement for July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2026 between Monroe City Educational Association, MEA, and the Monroe Board of Education effective July 1, 2024.
Is there support for the, or is there a motion?
I would move that we ratify the contract master agreement between us, that being ourselves and the Education Association.
Is there support?
Support. Go ahead.
Support.
Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes. And the motion passes. That brings us to old business. Well, as we have none, I will turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for a second round of superintendent comments.
I kind of chuckle a little bit going, my portion's been the longest tonight. Rarely does that ever happen, but I'm thrilled to have our soccer program in here and our student board of delegates and to take part in that tonight. So just a couple of things. First is Veterans Day. As we know, yesterday was Veterans Day. Monroe Public Schools joins our nation in honoring all who have served in the United States military branches. We want to say a special thank you to their service. In honor of Veterans Day, we would like to ask members of the Student Board of Delegates who are here tonight to lead. Oh, I'm sorry, they weren't here. They'd already stepped out. Student Board of Delegates, we held a meeting with them today, and I'm happy to see Jackie and Andrew here. Our student board of delegates is the conduit into our buildings, and they do a phenomenal job of working on our Great Kindness Challenge. In fact, the work we did last year is carrying over, and the United Way is heading towards being 100 years old. And so they're working on a program of 100 random acts of kindness and had reached out to Monroe Public Schools to help support that project. And so it was like a perfect opportunity because of the work that we're already doing. So I want to just say thank you to Jackie and Andrew and to Jamie, along with Wendy, for all their support on our student board of delegates. They truly are a phenomenal group there. Hey, the fall musical is coming up, and Monroe High School's fall musical opens 1 week from Friday. This year's production is Disney musical Beauty and the Beast. Show times are 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and November 22nd, 23rd, and 2 p.m. on Sunday the 24th. Thanksgiving break, as we already know, is coming up. It's kind of crazy when we start to think about it. There's been, you know, like over time, I go, okay, well, we're this far out for something else, but we're talking about Thanksgiving coming up right here already. So November 27th is a half day with students, and then we'll be off on the 20th, 29th. The 26th was a scheduled Board of Education meeting, and it is not, so we'll be seeing everybody back here on December 10th. For our meeting. And then the last item I have for you is a Hall of Fame. So do mark your calendars. And as you know, Wendy keeps the calendar items going out to you. But the new Athletic Hall of Fame inductees will be honored on December the 6th. Varsity boys basketball game begins at 5:30 and girls at 7. I wish Chet was here because I love it that the girls are going to start after the boys that night. It's kind of something pretty special right there. So if you're able to come and attend, the induction will take place at the halftime. So that's and then my last one was, it was brought up about the strategic plan and the schedule for that. So next week on the 20th, I'm going to need two board members to take part that day from about 8:30 to 3. This day right here is where we're going to have the company in, and they're working with a group of about 25 of us. And this is community members and then employees and others, and so we need two board members. Then what will happen is surveys will come out here in December. They'll go out to the community and all staff. And then late January, early February, we'll have a two-day workshop. There will also be work groups coming up, and so board members will be invited into those work groups throughout the district. And so that will also be December, January, when those work groups will be happening. So, and then late January, early February, we'll have a two-day workshop where we'll take all of the data, which is, so they're being supplied all of our student data, and then and along with our graduation rates, everything else, and then surveys, and then we'll come together and put our plan together at that point in time. So with that, though, if I could have two people volunteer for next Wednesday, the 20th, I think that's the 20th.
I volunteer.
Yeah, Wednesday the 20th.
I do as well.
Okay, perfect. Well, you get an invite tomorrow. And now that's all I have, sir.
Okay. That brings us to public commentary, any topic, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Darla.
Yvonne. I will start your 3 minutes when you start.
It should be fast. I just noticed in the agenda that we hired two new teachers effective October 28th and another on November 6th. And I was just curious as to the timing. Did we have resignations after the school year started? Yes. People find new jobs and move out, and that's right. Okay. And the teachers' union agreement, which is effective in July, is there a reason for the delay? Was it negotiation?
Custodial.
Okay. Okay.
It was extended or something, right?
Well, we had a meeting of the minds on an ongoing basis.
Okay. And it was great to see the soccer players and hear about their achievements. And I'm hoping that someday we can get back with our pool so that those kids can jump off a starting block instead of standing and kicking off the edge of the pool. We used to have championship swimming teams here, and now daughter's the coach, and I'm sure she's hoping for the same. So don't forget that pool. Thanks.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Board member commentary.
I just have a
maybe a request. I know we've been we installed the vape sensors in all the bathrooms in the middle school and the high school. Maybe in January, can we get kind of, you know, kind of how many hits are you getting?
Okay.
And is it declining as far as catching kids vaping in the bathrooms?
Maybe okay. Stop.
Does it differentiate between whether they're smoking or vaping, or is it just say there's something going on?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
It differentiates between.
Okay, so I guess.
See, there's about 20-some different things that
okay. She's okay. Just be interesting information to see if it's effective.
Agreed.
You should be able to get all data points, data on that. For the all the 20-some that you mentioned. I'm assuming most things have a push-a-button report. That might be
yep.
including all of that, sure. maybe.
If it's easy, yeah, let's just get a data dump.
Yeah, yeah. I'm up.
You're done?
Yeah. No, that,
oh,
was,
okay.
that was just a thing on that. There was an incident that was brought to our attention at the Monroe Middle School, and it was related to a book that was included in the English reading. And I don't want to say required because I don't think it was required. The book had a mature label on it, and I would like... because this was kind of a big deal when the book purchase came in, and there was a whole big conversation on how do we look at these books, who looks at these books, and how do we ensure that they're meeting the expectations of everybody, and that no books that are for an adult audience would end up in the classroom. So I'm going to request a follow-up on that, and I'm going to request that English list of those 19 books, of which I believe this was one of them, but you can correct me if I'm wrong, including in that I would like to add to the agenda a review of that book purchase that was passed months ago and the process for which these books have reviewed, and take a further look at that, because if one book got there, I don't know where to go with that. So my request on that, and I would like that sooner than later. If we could get that somewhere quickly, I would appreciate that. The other thing was, I was going through my old notes, and I brought up, it was actually a Waterloo conversation, and in that conversation, I had written down requests of board members, population demographics, and I know you're talking about how the, in order to implement the new district plans, the demographic impact and how the anticipated demographics are going to play out over you said bottom out in 6 years, something that had to do with demographics. And I know there was a request for that. Student count day. Did we get our last? I can't get on board brief. So did we get student count day included?
I think we got that.
Did we get that? That's the last one in October. I haven't been able to see board briefs. I can't get in. So I was going to address that with technology. So my apologies if that's already in there. Another thing was requested, this is from August meeting. Did we get it, Tom?
I think that you made a comment at one of the board meetings.
We did, and no, we'll have that for you in there, because we now actually have converted, we give you both the count day number and then what the FTE was also,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Because we have that.
And then we had some initial information.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, sometimes I just don't remember, or I didn't have a note of it. The other request was in the project moving forward from Waterloo, and this is from August, was a request for a business plan. And I think based on today's conversations, that might be available of a thing to do. There was a census data request. And so I just wanted to kind of follow up on those things, because I think that as the ongoing conversation of this, the plan I don't want to label it wrong, but going back and addressing some of these things may be helpful. And I just found them today, so I wanted to make note of that. That is all.
Scott, you got anything?
Nope.
Carrie? Big Larry Dog? All right. That concludes our agenda for this evening. Our next regular board meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. We will begin at 7 p.m. sharp. A board work session will be held prior to the board meeting. That begins at 5:30. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Did you say the 24th or something? It's December 10th.
Oh, you're right. It is December 10th. Okay. Thank you. I was looking at the 2024.
Motion to adjourn.
Court.
Board of hands, this meeting is adjourned.